This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The last remaining oil and gas drilling lease in the Badger 2 Medicine, a region of northwest Montana that's often described as the spiritual homeland of the Blackfeet tribe, has been canceled. Louisiana-based company Solenex has agreed to retire the last lease to drill in the area. The agreement finally closes the book on a decades-old dispute over energy development in a remote and largely undeveloped piece of the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest, an area sacred to the Blackfeet tribe. The Badger 2 Medicine area covers about 130,000 acres adjacent to Glacier National Park and was once a part of the Blackfeet Reservation. Solenex first acquired the 6,200-acre lease for oil and gas development in the Badger 2 Medicine in 1982 when the Interior Department issued a total of 47 leases in the area. The Clinton administration suspended the lease in 1993, a move that subsequent administrations repeated under pressure from conservationists and tribal representatives seeking to stop energy development in the area. Congress passed a bill in 2006 that prohibited future oil and gas leasing in the Badger 2 Medicine and used tax incentives to encourage remaining leaseholders to relinquish their leases. Solenex was one of a handful of companies that decided to retain its lease ownership. But when the Bureau of Land Management canceled its lease in 2016, Solenex sued in response. Through years of court action, an agreement has now been reached. Per the terms of the agreement, Solenex will be paid $2.6 million to retire its lease and put its legal claims against the government to rest. Opposition to energy development in the region by tribal leaders dates back to at least 1974, when the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council recognized the area as sacred. In addition to featuring in Blackfeet creation stories and supplying tribal members with traditional sources of medicine and food, the Badger 2 Medicine is valued for the wildlife habitat it provides to animals moving between Glacier National Park, the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and the Blackfeet Reservation. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson is facing 41 counts of professional misconduct. The complaints filed by special counsel allege that Knutson defied and repeatedly sought to undermine the Montana Supreme Court contrary to his ethical obligations as a lawyer and to the detriment of justice. Such a complaint could, in the most extreme outcome, lead to Knutson being disbarred and prohibited from practicing law in Montana. The complaint against Knutson now awaits a hearing before a review panel that could dismiss it or recommend action for consideration by the Montana Supreme Court. The complaint alleges 41 violations of the Montana Rules of Professional Conduct stemming from 2021 litigation about the legislature's ability to subpoena judicial documents. Many of the counts focus on a letter flouting a court order that quashed legislative subpoenas for court documents and accusing the court of interfering with legislative business. The complaint alleges that sending the court a letter to re-argue an issue, resist the ruling, or insult the judge constitutes a knowing disobedience of an obligation under the rules of a tribunal. The Office of Disciplinary Counsel takes similar issue with a letter from Knutson to members of the Supreme Court, accusing them of impropriety and inaccuracy. Statements the complaint describes as contemptuous, undignified, discourteous, and/or disrespectful. The Office of Disciplinary Counsel is established by the Montana Supreme Court. Its responsibilities include investigating and prosecuting grievances against lawyers, including misconduct allegations. The Disciplinary Counsel, in its complaints, makes a case that Knutson and lawyers under his supervision routinely and frequently undermined public confidence in the fairness and impartiality of our system of justice by attempting to evade the authority of the Montana Supreme Court and assaulting the integrity of the judiciary and the individual justices who are duly elected by Montana citizens to make decisions. Knutson has yet to respond to the ethical violations. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.